Please, the Columbus Junction Wildcats and the Sigourney Kia Cobras. Once again, this week we are out amongst the crowd. It's a bit breezy out here. We put up a little bit of a windbreak to cut down on some of the noise. I'm not so sure how good a job that, that will do, but we'll do our best. The lighting is not the best as well, but we've done our pregame work, and I think we've got a pretty good idea who's who out here on the field tonight. It isn't a bad night for football, just a little bit breezy, and maybe as time wears on, Micah will end up having these winds subside, and we'll have a great night. But this is about as heavy as we've had to dress all season long.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and we're getting later into the year. Now we're week 8, and we've had a lot of beautiful nights, Friday nights for football. Tonight it's just going to be a little more brisk, and you know what? But for middle October, you can't ask for much better. It's a little cool, but we don't have to worry about cramping tonight.
No, certainly no need to worry about the cramps. As we came in, both teams seem to be fired up, you know, as the big game. This is, in fact, the last road regular season game for the Cobras here tonight in Columbus Junction. And they will end the season that next week at home against West Marshall. The captains here tonight are just preparing to meet in the middle of the field. So as soon as we know what transpires in the middle of the field, we'll bring it to you. But, Micah, a big game for the Cobras here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely some big district implications, I guess you may say. It's one of those things we talked about last week, a great big victory last week against a really good Highland football team, and we need to win. And we need to win this week. We need to win next week to secure that, to secure a spot there in the playoffs. So, the guys need to keep doing things right. They need to come up and be fired up right away. That's the thing we didn't see last week. It seemed like we just drug right out of the gate. So it's going to be a big test for these guys. This Columbus Junction, school district, they're known very well for their wrestling, and we talked about that. They definitely have some athletes out here, so we got to be ready to take care of business tonight. One of the few of the highlights, I guess, from last week came this big, big week for running the ball for Peyton Crawford, 380 yards, 381 yards on the night, and the bulk of that yardage coming in the second half. That young man has just done a tremendous job. He's over 1,000 yards now on the season. He's doing a heck of a job. Hats off to the offense and defensive line last week. Very, very, a lot of improvement from the week before, from what I could see at least. Those guys are doing a heck of a job up front.
Absolutely. As I said in my pregame, the offensive line and the defensive line played so much better last week than what we had seen in weeks previous. Obviously, coming away with the win last week, it's imperative that our line play is solid if we're going to compete in a game each and every week. As you said, Peyton Crawford had a big game last week. We look for big things out of him here again tonight. Cobras won the toss, deferred, have elected, Columbus Junction has elected to receive. The Cobras will be defending the West goal. Ball set on the 40-yard line. Nate Searin set the kickoff back deep. Is Ramirez for the Wildcats. Ball's taken at about the 12-yard line. Moves forward across the 15, then across the 20, and then finally brought down by a host of Cobras.
And I believe our good steady free safety there, Ben Horace, in on the tackle along with Peyton Uphold. Another young guy flying around to the football. So those guys are doing a nice job on that kick return all year. Hopefully we'll see what we're made of here in defense for series.
For sure. Looks like they run somewhat of a spread offense as well. Back at quarterback, I haven't been able to catch his number there, but he is back, rolls to his right. He's got a receiver open, but looks like good coverage by Peyton Crawford there to knock number 15, Avery Moore, in to break that pass up.
Yeah, and just a little, they had trips to the near side here. and just a little rollout pass to the trip side, and just found the guy in the flat. Nice job by Avery Moore to break that up from his safety position.
Well, that might be Edwards, number 4 in at quarterback position.
I believe 15, actually.
Number 15 is Corby. There he is. A handoff to Ramirez. Ramirez around the right side. He stiff-arms a guy and then is finally knocked out of bounds. Going to be marked right around the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 5 for the Wildcats.
Yeah, and Ben Applegate from his corner position coming in, flying the in good position there. We just, you know, we got to be able to pick him up before a 7-yard gain. Leaves a third and about a 4 situation.
So it is Corby under center, quarterback for the Wildcats. Ramirez in the backfield. Pitched Ramirez around the left side. He's got some running room, but our guys close fast. Ramirez has enough for the first down. He's finally knocked out of bounds. They're going to spot it at about the 49-yard line, so it's going to be first and 10, Wildcats.
You know, and that's the thing we've talked about all year. You know, our defensive end play, you know, our defensive ends can't get hooked. We've got to beat some times on some pitches to the outside, some speed options and stuff like that. Our defensive ends have to have a great outside step tonight. Keep their hands free so we can't let that corner happen.
Yeah, that Ramirez kid is extremely fast. Here's Colby. A little counterplay. Number 7 here, Roman, around the right side and finally brought down at about the 41, 42-yard line by Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, nice job, Peyton Crawford, getting that from the backside. But once again, our defensive ends need to stay home. A double counter move. You got to follow your offensive lineman and be able to read that. And those defensive linemen need to stay at home. And, you know, right now we're just giving them the corner, and they're finding a little seam down the sideline.
Ball's placed right here in front of us. Colby under center. Ramirez in the backfield. Handoff to Ramirez up the middle. Tripped up immediately. Looked like our number 2 defense, Cole Striegel, in there to trip him up.
Yeah, and that's we've seen Cole do that time and time again up, stuff in the middle. He does a great job from that middle. Mike linebacker spot, along there, John Mather, big defensive tackle. Those guys are doing a good job. Stuff on the inside. You got to be thinking they want to run the ball on the outside tonight, though.
Two receivers split over to the far side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Colby under center. Now one back moves over in motion over here to the near side of the field, back to the far side of the field. It is 2nd and 8 for the Wildcats. Long count here by Colby. Hand off to Ramirez. Ramirez got some running room, but major wrap-up there. A lot of Copas in, but a good push by the offensive line of Columbus Junction.
Yeah, no doubt. And there is a flag on the field. The ball did come loose at the end of that play. It was really hard to see with all the white jerseys around, I guess, who exactly came up with that or where it came loose.
They're going to call face mask on the Copas.
Yeah, that's been our Achilles heel here the last few weeks. We've had a tough time staying away from keeping those hands out of the face. So this is going to be enough to, I believe that's just going to be a 5-yarder at the end of the run. It should be enough for a first down. Cobra's got to get going right now. We're coming out a little bit flat here on defense once again.
That is, in fact, a 5-yard penalty, but enough to give the Wildcats a first down. Ball's going to be marked right about the 29-yard line. First and 10, Wildcats. 10:33 to go here in the first quarter. Colby under center. Here's a handoff to number 4, Edwards, around the left side. He's being chased down by Ben Horace. Ben Horace brings him down, but not before he picks up about 4 yards.
Yeah, nice shot, Ben Horace, and also our defensive end that time, Lane Bender. You know, we've seen Lane play that defensive end spot. He's in there for Curtis Klett. They had a nice starting on the defensive end spot. He did a nice job containing his end and forcing it back in and having some help from Ben there on the tackle.
They're going to call it 2nd and 7 here. Colby under center, directly under center. Hand off to Ramirez. It's going to be a little quarterback keeper around here to the right side, and he's finally brought down hard by number 69, Gage Griner, in on that tackle.
There's that little speed option play. We've seen that from numerous teams against us this year. He makes the right decision and tucks it and takes it around the end. Defensive end needs to be able to commit and make him make the decision whether he's going to run or pitch him or lay him on his butt. So right now, defensively, our defensive line, we need to get a good push up front. Linebackers linebackers, so our linebackers can, you know, free it up and make some plays. So they are going to have officials time out here for a measurement the way it looks, Amos.
Yeah, dangerously close to a first down. 9:39 to go. First series of downs, first series of offensive downs for the Wildcats of Columbus Junction. Been moving the ball fairly efficiently here. They started this drive on about the 32-yard line, their own 32-yard line, and now the ball is marked on the 19. It's going to bring up, looks like they're short about a yard, Micah.
Yeah, and you got to be thinking, you know, from the Columbus Junction standpoint, you know, we haven't ran the ball up the middle much. They're usually in that typical, this is going to be an offset eye look the way it is, but, you know, you've got to be thinking as well as FK has defended the run right up the middle, it's got to be outside option or something towards the outside, you'd think.
Yeah, Ramirez is sitting in that backfield along with Edwards, Colby under center as a quarterback, one split here to the near side, and here is Ramirez popping it out to the right side of the field, and he's got enough for the first down. He's down to the 15-yard line, so it's going to bring up first and 10 for the Wildcats.
Yeah, just to the power side, to the offset eye side. They just run a little, you know, a little iso play to the outside, and has enough to get the corner and get a first down.
Two backs in the backfield, hand off, no. Quarterback keeper, he's got a guy open downfield. And it's a touchdown with 9:23 to go here. The Columbus Junction Wildcats can't strike quickly. I don't know what happened there. Horace was out on that side, but he let that guy get past him again.
Yeah,
and he was wide open.
And that's two plays in a row. It doesn't, but the corner on the weak side is, you know, he's playing so tight in the box for run support that there was nobody home. I'm not quite sure if that's Nate Searin or Ben Applegate there on that time, but definitely something we need to shore up defensively. We can't keep giving up these early touchdowns and playing from behind. So, you know, the guys need to get fired up now. We need to put some an offensive drive together and get excited about playing football. It's Friday night, whether it be anywhere else you'd want to be.
I can't think of any place I'd rather be. The PAT was good, so with 9:23 to go here in the first quarter, Columbus Junction strikes first. They lead Cerny Kyoto 7-0. Pretty impressive offensive drive, Micah. What, in your mind, what do we need to shore up there to slow this offense down?
Well, right now, I think, you know, just get defensive pressure, defensive push up front. Right now, our defensive line, specifically our defensive tackles and defensive ends, are getting beat off the ball. We've got to be able to get a good push to allow those linebackers and those outside linebackers the ability to roam, excuse me, so we can track down some of that outside running lanes.
So the Wildcats just kicked off back deep for the Cobras, a tandem in Peyton Crawford and Luke Greiner. They stand on their own 15-yard line. The ball is down. It's kind of a squib kick. Come on, wrap it up, boys. And Colton Powers jumps on it. They're going to down it right there at about the 31-yard line of Sydney Kyoto. So they will start first and 10 on the 31-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like it was kind of a squib kick by design there, honestly, Amos. And just lucky Colton had enough, you know, to go up and get it. That could have rolled another 10 yards, and it was dangerously close. It was fast as they were coming down the field. So big offensive series here for SK.
What we need to eliminate tonight on this offensive side is the mental mistakes of jumping off with the false starts. And there we go. First play from Scribby.
I think they were drawn off there quite possibly, though.
We're going to back it. They're backing that thing up, I guarantee you.
I thought I'd seen those tackles.
It is offside. You were right.
Yeah. I think they were drawn
off. Good eyes.
It's hard to see here tonight. There's no doubt about it.
It is. I mean, we're standing kind of in no man's land. But as I said, I watched a little bit of the tape that Lee Crawford had took for us last week on the phone, and we had three penalties that were, you know, false starts last week. Mentally, we have to be prepared. We cannot give them those types of yardage. Here is a coach that's in the single wing. There's Grinner back to pass. He's got a guy open in Searin. Come on, Lee. You got to make that play, bud.
Number 20.
Yeah, just unfortunate. Nate Clear and also Nate Owen there had a step on their guy. Nicely thrown ball there by Blaine Gretter. Just unfortunate. In and out of the hands of Nate Clear on second. First down and short. First down and five.
Yeah, so that brings up second and five due to the penalty on Post Junction. Here's Gretter set in the backfield. Turn in motion. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford's got some running room. He's around. He's off to the races. He's finally brought down, but not before he crosses over the 50-yard line and finally brought down at around the 43-yard line of Columbus Junction.
Great offensive push up front. The pulling guard did a great job. Tackle got a great seal block in the end. There comes Peyton Crawford, bouncing that one around the outside again. It's been fun to watch him here run especially last week. So hopefully the offensive line, we can keep doing their job up front.
Officials timeout here. Now they're rewinding the clock. Cobras are set in the backfield. Here's the handoff to Crawford, this time to the far side of the field. He's got some running room again. Picks up about eight, maybe nine. It's going to be dangerously close to another first down.
Yeah, it's kind of the same play, just the other way, and just a little ISO sweep play, with the pulling guard pulling in front of them, and they've really ran that play to perfection here the last 2 weeks.
They certainly have. It looks like he's ready to play again tonight. Gunner set. Siren in motion from that wingback position. Here's a handoff to Siren this time around the far side of the field. He's got enough for the first down, pickup of about 4 yards, so they will move the chain. 8:14 to go. In the first quarter, Sidney Kyoto trailing 7-0.
Yeah, that's somebody we didn't call a lot of last week. Nate Siren's name, once again, but Peyton had such a big game, especially there in the second half. He was kind of running with a lot of fury, and he had to keep feeding the ball, so. Don't forget about Nate Siren. The young man's done a nice job around the ball the last 2 years.
Siren again in motion, this time a handoff here to the near side of the field. Crawford's got some open running room. He's got one man to beat, and he is brought down at about the 2 yard line. Nice run by Peyton Crawford. I thought maybe he was going to be able to fight him off and make her into the end zone.
Yeah, nice stiff arm there by the 5 yard line, but Ramirez does a nice job there, chasing him out of bounds there about the 2 yard line. Just the same play back this other side, though. We're doing a nice job on that play, and they sure haven't had an answer for it yet tonight.
No, they certainly haven't. Our offense is moving the ball real well. We just need to shore that defense up. We'll see what we can do here. Crawford with the ball again around the far side of the field. He's in for the touchdown. So 7:41 to go here in the first quarter. Sidney Kyoto pulls within one up Columbus Junction, 7-6. I'm sure it'll be Cole Strigel on to attempt the PAT.
Great design play. Just a nice little lead play there for Peyton with ISO play off tackle. Nobody home. He's such a patient runner and following those lead blocks up front. Offensive line is doing a great job, and he's doing a great job following him right now.
They're on the hold. The kick is up, and the kick is... It is good. So with 7:41 to go, we have tied it up 7-7. Sidney Kyoto will get set to kick it off to the Wildcats of Columbus Junction. A lot of action here in the first few minutes of this ball game, Micah.
Yeah, once again, we're just a few minutes into the first quarter, and we got an offensive shootout here. Once again, last weekend we had a high-scoring ordeal over there in Segerny. Hopefully this SK defense can kind of latch down now and get something going defensively, and we don't have quite as an offensive showing night. Hopefully the defense can step up big here in this second series.
Correct. I think a lot of it is going to depend on our ends, just like you said on the last series of downs for Columbus Junction. If our ends are able to figure things out, And not get hooked in on each and every play around the end, we should be all right. Sharon kicks it deep, taken, I believe, by Ramirez down at about the 10-yard line. He moves across the 20, the 25, and finally brought down at about the 30, called the 31-yard line, I believe. That's where they're going to spot it.
Yeah, nice job there returning the ball for Ramirez kid. He's kind of come up and he's jumping just a little bit, going back to the huddle. Hopefully that's not concerning for for Columbus Section, but now it's time to play a little SK hard-nosed defense that we've seen here earlier in the year.
They're starting about where they did on the last drive, right on the 31-yard line, first and 10, a second series of downs for the Wildcats. One receiver split to the far side. Ramirez, the lone back in the backfield, Colby under center. Here's the pitch to Ramirez over to the far side of the field. And he was brought down for a short gain. Might pick up a yard, possibly two, which is going to bring up second long for the Wildcats.
Yeah, and they've been running that little toss sweep to the power side there numerous times. Now, we got to be careful. We're stacking our cornerback almost in the box here. If we get a little misdirection play back to the weak side, definitely we need to be ready for something like that. Nice job, though, stringing that one out, defensive back.
One receiver here to the near side of the field now. Colby directly under center. Two backs in the backfield. Another receiver in Roman in motion over here to the near side of the field. Here's Edwards. Rolls out to the far near side of the field. He's got a receiver open in Roman. And he hits Roman, and he has enough for the first down. They will move the chains. I talked to Ben Horace last week after the game, and the one thing I told him is it's okay to go hit hard, but also wrap up. What do you do there? He forgot to wrap up.
Yeah, but he did have enough on the hit to get him out of bounds there. So, you know, that young man, he sure does play with a lot of intensity, and he likes to lay the wood, but, you know, he definitely got to keep your angles on pursuit.
For sure. Here's the pitch, Ramirez, to the far side of the field. Not much. Oh, no, still on his feet and finally chased out of bounds.
Number two, Grace Ramirez on the carry. Going to
mark it.
So we'll do it with flag on the field.
And around the 47-yard line.
Ramirez forced out of bounds.
There is a penalty marker on the flat, on the play. Okay. No. It is, in fact, going to be a hold against Columbus Junction. It'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. I'm sure the Cobras will take this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, what I did see on that specific play, Lane Bunder did a nice job from the defensive end spot, getting some good separation, getting an outside step, and force that back in. We just, unfortunately, missed a tackle, and he picked up five. Fortunately for SK, they do have a holding call on the play, and it is going to march him back to a first, and now a dangerous, almost 20, the first and 20.
Very close. Yep, it is, in fact, the first and 20 for the Wildcats. Colby in the backfield under center, one receiver here to the near side. Here's a handoff to Ramirez to the near side of the field. He stiff arms one of our guys, and finally, and still on his feet. Oh, my goodness, I thought we had him knocked out of bounds. He stayed on his feet and picks up about 12 yards, coming up second and eight.
Yeah, just unfortunate. You know, we talk about that defensive end play, and that was one of those plays. They started to the inside, and then Nate Owen kind of gets sucked in ever so slightly, and it gets bounced to the back outside, and Striegel does a great job of bouncing out and tracking it down. He just actually misses the tackle there.
One receiver to the far side, one to the near side. Here's Colby back to pass. A little bit of pressure coming, and there's Ben Horace with a big hit. Knocks that ball loose. Hand it for Roman. Dangerously close to a first down, but Horace came in, hit hard, and he did wrap up in that situation.
Yeah, he sure did. And great play by Ben Horace, just flying around there in the defensive backfield, puts a big hit on him and jars it loose. It's nice to see that young man playing some intensity again.
So finally, third and long, third and eight. We've got Ramirez in the backfield along with the fullback. Not sure, haven't gotten his number. Hand off to Ramirez up the middle. He bounced it out to the far side of the field and has enough for the first down. They just can't stop him.
Yeah, not right now. You know, defensively, our defensive end, our defensive line is not getting a good enough push to free those linebackers up, and their offensive linemen are getting a good first or secondary block on those linebackers, getting a hand on those guys, slowing them down enough that it's opened up some running room from Ramirez.
Got to give a shout-out to Evan and Jackson Vitito. They're listening in back home there in Kyoto, Iowa, future Cobras. They're enjoying the broadcast. Colby under center, two receivers here to the near side, one in another back in motion here to the near side of the field. And there is a penalty marker on the play. This one might be a delay of game.
Delay of game.
In fact, it is. That will march him back 5 yards. So it's going to be first and 15. The ball will now be marked on the 49-yard line of the Cobras. So the Wildcats reset. Three receivers here to the near side. Two to the far side. Colby in the shotgun. Back to pass. Oh, and we had a good rush coming. Colby completes the pass, I believe. To number 41, Fink. Colby's picking up the 5 yards. That's going to bring up second and 10.
Great big hit there by Gage Griner coming through on his Mike linebacker blitz. He put a big hit on Colby and put him on his back, and he did a nice job of completing that pass, even with the pressure in his face. So hats off to that young man.
Colby under center again. Ramirez in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Ramirez. And that immediately, not sure who that big body was, but he brought him down. It looks to be
J.C. Dumont.
J.C. Dumont.
Off the line by number 73, J.C. Dumont.
That's a big defensive tackle. We talked about John Mather and J.C. Dumont. So those are big plugs as defensive tackles, and that's why they haven't had a lot of success running the ball straight forward here. The first 7 weeks.
Brings up a 3rd and 10. Here's Colby in the shotgun. He's back to pass. He's got a guy open in Roman, but it is going to be short of the first down. We're going to bring up 4th down and about 5. For the Wildcats, it's decision time now for Columbus Junction.
Yeah, and you think they're in SK territory here. You think that this is probably going to go for it with especially with the wind at their back, or actually the wind at their face. But he's done a nice job throwing the ball here so far here in the first quarter.
3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Tie score 7-7. One receiver split out to the far side. Here's Colby with the fake handoff, and the keeper, he slips a bit, and oh, nice stop by the Cobras as Colby tries the keeper, but he's going to come up about a yard, maybe 2 short, so the Cobras will take over on downs. That's a good, good momentum shift for the Cobras.
Yeah, Gage Griner there again on the stop from his middle linebacker position. A young man, we have been calling his name just a bunch here the last couple of weeks. I know he was a little bit sick during the Hayville-Blakesburg game, but he's playing a nice job from that Mike linebacker spot here tonight.
So we'll see what the Cobras got. They looked real impressive that first set of downs. We'll see if we can move the ball. Here's Sharon in motion. Hand off to Sharon around the far side of the field. Not a lot going this time. Might have got a yard, possibly two. It's going to bring up 2nd long for the Cobras.
Number 62, Trace Taylor. Gain of 1 on the play, like a 2nd and 9.
Yeah, giving 1 yard.
Yeah, not a lot doing there for Nate there on that first down give.
So it's 2nd and 9, 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Cobra's got the ball. 2nd and 9. Here's the direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He's here to the near side of the field. Cuts it back across the grain. He's across the 50, the 35, the 30, the 20. He's at the 10. He's in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Cobras, with 2:48 to go. No penalty markers on the field, to my knowledge.
He sure is dynamic to watch. He cut that back about 3 different times. And he likes to cut it against the grain and find his blockers. And the one thing I can tell you, our offensive linemen and our backs in that specific play, especially Nate Tieran, got a great downfield block. And those guys are keep blocking for him downfield. He can make them cuts for those big run plays.
Cole Strigel on to attempt the PAT. Griner on to hold. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. With 2:48 to go here in the first quarter, Sidney Jonah now takes the lead. 14-7.
Yeah, and Nate Sidney is coming off the field just ever so slightly gimping. Hopefully, the way he's kind of running, he kind of looks like maybe a hip flexor or something like that, and possibly a hamstring. We don't need him dinged. He threw a great block there to bust that one wide open for Crawford that time.
Yeah, we don't need Nate hurt. He is a key, critical person.
Yeah, definitely. And a two-way starter. I mean, he's been very important from his cornerback position all year long also. So we'll see if we get a young guy in there for him on the defensive side of the ball here coming up.
As everyone knows, Nate has handled the kicking duties for the Cobras for the last 4 or 5 games. But on to relieve him of those kicking duties is J.C. Dumont. Ball's placed on the 40-yard line. 2:48 to go. Cobras leading 14-7. The kick is away. Back deep to receive is Ramirez. But it is, this one is taken by number 4, Edwards, and Edwards moves it out across the 35 and finally knocked out of bounds at around the 36-yard line. So they're going to start real close to where they've started their last two drives.
Yeah, nice job, Colton Powers and Will McGill there on the tackle. Not before you gave him a pretty good chunk of yardage there on that short kick, but it does look like, I believe, number 1, Luke Griner is going to come in for... actually, Ben Applegate. They're going to leave Nate Fearon on the other side.
And here is the run up the middle. Number 3, Beecham. Beecham moves forward for about 4 yards. He'll bring up 2nd and 6 for the Wildcat.
Excuse me. They're actually going to give Crawford a blow here from that Tom position, and Griner's going to play outside linebacker. So got a couple Griners there playing linebacker here in this
game. There's Colby under center. Hand off to Ramirez. Ramirez, oh, and he's wrapped up and brought down, but dangerously close to the first down.
Yeah, and they're brought down by number 16, Cole Striegel, and number 1, Luke Griner, and also Ben Applegate. Just unfortunate, big Nate Owen there had his big paws on him there right at the line of scrimmage, and he just squeaks through there. So, you know, that young man Ramirez is running the ball well here in the first quarter for CJ.
He certainly is, and, you know, you look at the statistics, he's been a big offensive producer for the Wildcats at Columbus Junction. Not the only weapon they got, but he has put up a lot of numbers for the Wildcats throughout this season. It is, in fact, a first down. The ball's going to be placed on about the 46-yard line for Columbus Junction. Well, if we could just get this wind today, that would be a beautiful night, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no doubt.
I want to remind you folks, if you're out there listening, the text line to reach out to Mike and I is 641-660-0616. We got one receiver split here to the near side of the field. Colby under center, handoff to Ramirez, met immediately. But bounce, oh, he didn't get away that time. Big old John Mather comes in there and wraps him up.
Yeah, big John Mather. Those defensive tackles are doing a heck of a job. We called both John's name now tonight, and me and J.C. Dumont, they're doing their job. They're getting that big push up front, and, you know, that's going to only free up them linebackers to make plays here later in the quarter.
Absolutely. Loss of about 2. It's going to bring up 2nd and 12 for the Cobras. For the Wildcats. Two receivers split to the far side of the field in Fink and Roman. Colby in the shotgun. He's back to pass. He lets it fly and caught by Fink right at midfield. That will bring up 3rd down and about 8. We'll call it 7. For the Wildcats.
Yeah, and Nate Fearon there from his cornerback position, you know, playing bend but don't break from that cornerback position. Does a nice job making that tackle right away and no yards after the catch.
Over to set up like that, and it is a misdirection play here. And they send number 7, Roman, around here to the near side of the field. He was brought down by Ben Morris, rushed out of bounds.
Yeah, so I believe that was Luke Griner there flying around from his composition. Just unfortunate, the defensive end and also Ben Applegate, our corner there, kind of got the corner. But linebackers are doing a nice job flying around, and actually that ball came loose here out of bounds. He punched that thing out, but nice job by that young man flying around having fun out there.
Got enough for the first down. One receiver now split to the far side, one here to the near side in Roman. Colby in the shotgun. Now they put Ramirez up on the line. Oh, and he is offside, way offside. He's definitely not his normal position because he had a running start.
Yeah, no doubt.
Procedure against Columbus.
That's going to bring up 1st and 15 for Columbus. Nice little break there for the Cobras. We just need to come up with a big stop right here. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cobras leading 14-7. two receivers, the far side, one to the near side. Colby in the shotgun, back to pass. A little bit of pressure coming. He airs it out deep. And as overthrows his receiver, great coverage downfield by Nate Saren.
Yeah, nice job. We came with a little blitz here from the backside that time, and Nate Saren does a great job with man-on-man coverage there from his cornerback position, step for step, and is there, and then it's just overthrown ever so slightly. So bringing a little bit of heat. It's good to see that. We've got to keep them honest there and so they can protect their quarterback also tonight.
That's second and 15 now for the Wildcats. Ramirez in the backfield. Colby under center. Here's a handoff to Ramirez. Kicks it here to the near side of the field. And finally brought down Luke Greiner in there on the tackle.
Yeah, nice job from his from that Tom position, that outside linebacker position. He does a nice job. Not before he picks up a couple. But he's flying around there, and he wants to make a play. And so he's doing a heck of a job right now.
Third down, 12 for the Wildcats. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wildcats await the play. They're going to call a timeout. Want to talk this one over. Big play here for Columbus Junction and for the Cobras.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, third and 12 here right before. We're going to change sides of the field, and they've had a little success throwing the ball actually into the wind. You know, and this wind's kind of going across the field, but this is a big play in this stance in the game. You know, they've had some success moving the ball. You know, obviously SK's had some success also, but it's came on more big plays. It seems like we've seen a lot more of the SK defense than offense so far tonight. So hopefully defensively we get a good game plan and make a big play.
Yeah, you know, both our touchdowns have come. Our offense hasn't been on the field all that much. You know,
I don't think more than five plays.
Yeah, I think two plays on the second series of downs and maybe three or four on that first series of downs before we scored. So it's, our defense, they're used to it, though. We got a lot of guys that play both ways.
Yep.
Luke Greiner coming in there to spell Peyton Crawford. Peyton's done a really good job of running tonight, and you and I had a chance to talk with Luke last night, and he shared with us you know, some of the comments and discussions he and Peyton have around defense and offense, and it's nice to see that Luke can give him a spell here. Here's Roman in motion here to the near side of the field. Colby under center. He's back to pass. It's a little pass out to the flat. And there's our guys over there to cover that up. And it's going to bring up. Nice job. We're not up as high as we normally are, so I didn't catch.
I believe that's Nate Saren there. It's just a little throwback screen across the grain. And he does a nice job staying home there. So it's going to bring up a fourth and about seven. Now you got to be thinking, they got to be thinking about going here.
More than likely, fourth and seven. 5 seconds to go here. We're probably going to change ends of the field. And that is the end of the first quarter with the Cobras leading the Wildcats 14-7. We'll take this time to give a shout-out to our sponsors. I want to recognize all our sponsors, Producers Livestock out of Harper, Brenneman Construction, Megan Elevator out of Kyoto, Lyle Insurance in Kyoto, Iowa, Gardner Collier Jewelry out of Oskaloosa, American Cleaning, and Medicare Pharmacy, both out of Oskaloosa, as well as the Kyoto Veterinary Clinic in Kyoto, Iowa. Quality Ag of Kyoto, Matt Greiner, your representative. Vision Ag out of Kyoto, Benito Incorporated in Showstopper Equipment in Kyoto, and Towning Century Insurance out of Sigourney. Want to thank all our sponsors for allowing us to bring you each podcast of the Sigourney Kyoto football. Each and every week you happen to run into any of those sponsors, tell them thank you, because they are responsible for making sure that you can listen in the comfort of your own home each and every week to the Cobras. Colby under center. Here's a handoff to Ramirez up the middle. He bounces it out to the outside.
No, I believe that was a fake, and he took off. He rolled out there, did complete it enough to pick up that first down.
Oh, my goodness. You can tell we don't have a very good vantage point. In fact, Colby was on the keeper and found his receiver, so They convert on a 4th and 7. Here's Colby under center, pitch to Ramirez, comes to the near side of the field. He's got a head of steam and finally brought down.
Ball's loose.
Ball is loose. Not sure who got on top of that. We'll wait to sort this one out.
Looks like Columbus Junction is going to keep their hands on it. Very unfortunate. It did come out late. Not quite sure if he was down or where it picked up. Right now, we're not having the best contained defensively there from that defensive end position. We cannot get hooked and allow them to be able to run that football outside on that little quick pitch.
Yeah, Ramirez picked up enough for another first down, so it's 1st and 10. Ball is spotted inside the 20-yard line. Here's Colby. Hand off to Ramirez again. Here to the near side of the field. Moves forward and finally brought down by a host of Cobras. Pickup of about 4.
Nice job, Gage Griner there from his middle linebacker position, and also Nate Seren from his cornerback position. They did a great job. And Lane Boonder stretching that thing out, getting some numbers out there. So there's just not one guy making a tackle. That's a better defensive stand there and that down.
Pick up of 3 yards, 2nd and 7 for the Wildcats. Ball's placed on the 15-yard line. Colby under center, one receiver split to the far side. Here's Ramirez up the middle and wrapped up. Man, there's nothing going up that middle, Micah.
Now, and there's big number 16 kind of waiting there for him. And there's nothing going. Cole Striegel does such a heck of a job stuffing that inside run. So it's going to be tough to get anything with those two big defensive tackles and Cole playing that middle linebacker spot. They got to be thinking run the ball to the outside, as they've had some success doing that.
Yeah, correction, that was Edwards up the middle. Ramirez was off on that play. He is back in now, so expect something around one of the ends. Here's a handoff to Ramirez over to the near side of the field. He's got running room and brought down. Looks like Ben Horace in on the tackle, but brought down dangerously close to another first down.
Yeah, just a little counter play. He takes a nice sidestep and gets a great block from his big offensive guard, number 62. So, well-designed play, and it's enough to pick up the first down.
Yep, first and goal for the Wildcats. Ball now sits on the 5-yard line, so the Cobras are going to have to toughen up a little bit here. They got one receiver split to the far side of the field. Here's Roman in motion. Colby under center. He's back to pass. He's got a guy open and incomplete.
Yeah, and we're very, very fortunate. Just not
incomplete. I cannot see crap.
Well, it is going to be complete.
That's a completed pass. I can't see anything.
No, it's hard to see it up there. From where we're standing here on this top row of the bleachers, it's not the easiest to see all the way across the field. So it's going to bring up a second and about, I believe, is the ball going to be placed on the one here?
Long ball is placed on the 1-yard line. So Colby under center, handoff to number 3, up the middle, Beecham, in for the touchdown. So 9:32 to go here in the second quarter. Columbus Junction pulls within one of Sigourney Chiota. 14-13, Columbus Junction will be on to attempt the PAT.
And just unfortunate, Amos, we talked about in that very first series, we haven't had much of an answer for that outside run, and they threw a counter in there that they picked up about another 15 yards and a first down. So right now, defensively, we got to be able to contain that outside run.
And the home is good. So with 9:32 to go, we have a tie score, 14-14. Sigourney Chiota now will move from east to west. Yeah, I'm sure these kids from Columbus Junction are fired up for these seniors. It's the last game they'll play here on their home field, more than likely. I don't think there's a chance they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but a lot of pride for those guys going out there. I believe it's senior night here tonight. You know, this is a big game for him. You know, kind of a, we got a little distance to drive tonight, but, you know, these towns are somewhat familiar with each other, so it's going to be a big game between between both squads.
Back deep to receive for the Cobras, Peyton Crawford and Luke Reiner. They stand on their 15, 14, 13-yard line. And the kick is a squib kick. Oh, no. Goodness gracious. I think Columbus Junction. Squib kick. Onside kick. And we came up with it.
Great job holding Bowers. That's again. He did, he made the play on the last kick. You know, they've seen, you know, enough on tape, the ability to Peyton Crawford break a big one. And so they're just going to like kick it short and give us a short field here. So, very, very fortunate. There was a lot of blue jerseys and the one white jersey, and he came up with that thing.
And it was nice that he came up with it. It is in first and 10 from the Columbus Junction 48-yard line. So excellent field position for the Cobras. On comes Gretter with the play. 9:32 to go before half. High score, 14-14. Cobra set up in that single wing. Here's direct snap to Peyton Crawford. He moves forward straight up the middle, still running his feet, moves across the 40 and finally brought down at about the 38-yard line. We'll call it the 37. So he picks up enough for another first down.
It's hard for me to smile when he's running the ball. I mean, he's running with some authority here the last 2 weeks, and that wasn't a run where he's scatting around. That's a north and south, tough football run, breaks a couple tackles and puts his head down. He's really been doing a heck of a job running the football.
He sure has. Peyton's in the backfield along with Gretter. Gretter back to pass this time. He rolls to the far side of the field. Got a guy open, and Nate pulls it in, and he carries it down to about the 21-yard line. Nice reception, nice pass by Gretter to Nate Owen.
Yeah, great pickup there, and you know, also what that does, that keeps them a little more off balance defensively. We throw, you know, we just pick up a first down running the ball, and first down and 10, and we throw a little play action pass to the flat, and pick up another first down. Nice job with play calling offensively.
17-yard pickup. Here's Gretter with the fake. Here's Crawford this time. Oh, and this is going to be call this one dead. We got a false start on the Cobras, so we're going to start over first and 15.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate because there was a whole mile wide there. So,
well, we're on play number what? Three or play number four? We're averaging in about 4 or 5 plays to pay dirt. The first two series of downs. But with that penalty now, that marches the ball back to about the 26-yard line. First and 15 for the Cobras. Gretter in the backfield along with Crawford. Here's the reverse to Seren. Seren's got some running room. He moves across the 20 and brought down in right around the 15-yard line. So nice pickup by Nate to Seren there on the counterplay.
Yeah, just a nice little direct snap to Peyton, hands the ball off to Nate Seren there on the counterplay, and then Nate's done a nice job running the ball here tonight.
Yeah, they have. Seren's going to set up in that wing back position. Crawford in the backfield along with Gretter. Seren in motion. Here's Crawford, the near side of the field, and bottled up as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not a whole lot available there for Crawford that time, Micah.
Yeah, lots of blue jerseys. They had that one kind of sniffed out. So nice job, Columbus Junction there on bottling Crawford up there on that second down. Leaves about a third down, the long four.
So here's the Cobras again. Here's Crawford this time around the far side of the field, dragging tacklers and brought down inside the 5-yard line. Going to mark him down at around the 3.
Yeah, just a great, great play there. Direct snap here once again. He takes off straight up the field, right north and south, and picks up enough for a first down, and it's going to be first and goal from the 3.
first and goal from the 3-yard line for the Cobras.
Oh, God.
Here's Crawford with the direct snap around the far side of the field and drug down. Not much going.
Number 45, Peyton Crawford with the ball. Tackle by number 32, Alex Benito.
Might have picked up a yard.
Yeah, kind of same play there. Just a little direct snap. With Blaine lead blocking for him, and there just wasn't a lot going there.
Second goal. Ball sits on the 1-yard line.
An equipment timeout, I believe.
Why I'm getting so much feedback or air, Micah. A lot of wind blowing.
That wind.
Here's Gretter in the backfield, set. Direct snap to Crawford. Crawford dances into the end zone for the touchdown. With 6:22 to go before half, Cedric Nikita regains the lead, 20-14. Cole Striggle trots on to the field to attempt the PAT for the Cobras. Gritter on to hold for Striggle. Ball is down and the kick is up, and it looks to be good. It is. So it's just 22 to go. The Cobras now lead 21-14.
Nice offensive drive there once again. We've seen a few different things. A lot of number 45, but we've seen a counter play. And then also on first down and 10, we've seen that little play action pass out to the flat to that big number 10. Nate Owen there worked very effectively. Right now, Columbus Junction doesn't have much of an answer defensively for SK's offense. So we'll see how the night plays out. That was about a 6-play drive, I believe. So now SK's got to have an answer for this EJ offense.
Yeah, you know, if they're able to contain this this Ramirez kid, we're going to be okay, but our offense is not a problem at all tonight. We just need to make sure our defense is starting to get stops here.
Yeah, no doubt.
But is that Nate Searin back on? Yes, in fact, it is Nate Searin back on to perform the kicking duties for the Cobras. Ball is placed on the 40-yard line. Ball is set and ready for the kick. Back deep to receive is Ramirez and Roman for Columbus Junction. Ramirez takes it at about the 10-yard line. He's up across the 25, across the 30, and finally right out of bounds at around the 31-yard line. So a pretty typical starting spot for the Columbus Junction Wildcats. They've started inside their own 30 each and every drive they've had here tonight. And this will be their fourth offensive possession tonight, having scored on two of their previous three. Fink and Ramirez split out here to the near side. Roman to the far side. Kobe in the shotgun. Here's the pitch. Here's the reverse to Ramirez. Headed the other way. He throws it deep downfield to number 15. And he holds it in. I think Searin just got faked out on that deal.
Yeah, they just ran that little reverse pass, a little flea flicker down the field. And just unfortunate we're in man coverage there. And then Nate loses a couple steps on the receiver, number 41. And does enough to catch up to him to make the play, but not before it picks up a first down.
Oh, nice hit by Booner, and he holds on to that leg, and Ramirez is brought down for no gain.
Big hit there again by Ben Horace and I believe Gage Griner, and also a great job by 54 Lane Booner there from his defensive end.
Short gain of one on the play makes it second and a long night.
So here's Colby under center, handoff up the middle, and he is brought down. That was Edwards on the carry up the middle. Nice pickup of about six.
Gain of six on the play, makes it third and a long three.
Going to bring up third and three for the Wildcats. A stop would be nice here, Micah.
Yeah,
5:04 to go in the second quarter. Colby under center. Hand off this time to Ramirez and wrap up. Looks like J.C. Dumont's in on that tackle along with
number 45, Peyton Crawford from that outside linebacker position. Not fooled that time. Those guys did a great job getting great upfield penetration and shut down that hole rather quickly.
That brings up a 4th and 2 for Columbus Junction. Big play here for the Cobra defense. Colby under center, two backs in the backfield, handoff. Keeper, and he is wrapped up. That quarterback is wrapped up, and he's going to be short off the first down. So the Cobras will take over on downs for the second time tonight with 4:18 to go. Plenty of time for the Cobras to punch this thing back into the end zone.
Yeah, just a little speed option around to the outside. And he left to keep it this time, which he did earlier, and he got the corner. This time there was nothing doing. There was a host of Cobras there to make a big play. And a great defensive stand here. 4:18 left here in the second quarter. Let's see if we can't get another one on the board.
So Crawford in the backfield along with Renner. Here is that counterplay. Nate Stern, he's got running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10, and he is in for the touchdown. Touchdown Cobras. Nice run, one play.
Yeah, nice, great job. Great job, Nate Stern, there on that little counterplay. He bounces it to the outside, breaks a tackle, and then just beats him to the corner. Nice to see him. You know, he was a little dinged up earlier in the game. But he looks full healthy now, and he wasn't going to get caught. So.
No, he wasn't. There wasn't anybody closing ground on him. I mean, they stayed step for step, but he had a good 3-4 yards on the guys chasing him, and he goes in for the touchdown with 4:07 to go, one play from scrimmage. SK up now 27-14. Striggle on to attempt the PAT, and it is no good. So the score will remain 27-14, Cobras in the lead.
Great play. Great play. Get the ball back. Great big defensive stand. Great play call. A little counter play. That play has worked rather effectively here tonight. He takes off around the end. Nate's here. You know, we haven't called his name just a bunch this year, but when he has got his hands on the ball, he's done a nice job. And we're going to need that, for the weeks to come, too, that ability to be off balance. It can't be canned on number 45 the whole, the whole game defensively for the other teams.
You're right, Micah. It appears that J.C. Dumont is going to do the kicking duties for the Cobras. Back deep to receive for the Wildcats is Ramirez. Dumont's kick is going to be taken by number 4, Edwards, and he's going to move forward about 6-7 yards and finally brought down there again right between the 30 and 35-yard line. They're going to mark it right at the 35-yard line on Columbus Junction, 34.
Another opportunity for this SK defense to come up with a big defensive stand here right before halftime. Let's get that ball back one more time.
That would be nice. 4:02 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Colby under center. Hand off to Ramirez. Not much going. Nice job of plugging that hole.
And met by a host of Cobras, big number 73, J.C. Dumont, also Luke Greiner, Cole Striegel there, Ben Horace. There's a host of them there. And now I do see our defensive ends are kind of lining up a little farther outside, and it's freeing up those linebackers to fly around and make some plays.
Yeah, it's going to make a big difference if they line up just a little bit further outside. We might be able to stop some of that run. Here to the near side and the far side of the field. Here's Colby back with a little screen pass. Oh, and Dan Horace was closing fast. In and out of the hands of Ramirez.
Yeah, we hit a lot of heat that time. We brought heat. Cole Striegel came blitzing through them from his Mike linebacker spot, and that pass was definitely hurried because he's seen the train of coming.
Okay. So it is now 3rd and long. We got Roman split to the far side. Fink to the near side of the field, in the backfield, Now Ramirez moves up to the line of scrimmage. And here he is. Colby back to pass. He's got a guy open, but Ben Horace step for step with Ramirez down the field. And Colby overshoots his target. Nice coverage there by Ben Horace. He was step for step, and he had that hit turned.
Yeah, great job. You know, he called Ben's number a lot from that free safety position. That time he's man-on-man coverage with very speedy running back. He does a nice job defensively to force the first punt of the game.
Yeah, first punt of the game. Fink stands back on his 22-yard line. Peyton Cropper back deep to receive for the Cobras. Nice punt. Cropper lets that one roll. And it hits at about the 25. And they're going to down it right around the 16-yard line. So with 3:06 to go before the half, Cobras leading 27-14 and take over first and 10 on the 22-yard line. Folks, I'm telling you, it is... No, they got that wrong. It's just, I was right. It's on the 16-yard line. Yeah. We don't have the Spanish point here tonight. a nice facility. They got a very beautiful facility here in Columbus Junction. Crawford in the backfield along with Gretter. Here's a handoff to Crawford. Crawford around the far side of the field. He's got some running room. He is loose and on the move, and he has broken away. Ramirez is the only guy he's got to beat. Ramirez runs him down, but he stays on his feet and finally knocked out of bounds. And around the 10-yard line, nice gainer for Peyton Crawford.
Yeah, what a great job. Just to cross the line, the point of attack blocking and giving him just a little bit of seam, and he's off to the races again.
He must have stepped out just a few steps before the 10. They're going to mark it on about the 15-yard line of Columbus Junction. 2:53 to go, but Cobras leading 27-14, but the Cobras threatening once again. Striggle in the backfield along with Crawford. Striggle with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room. Boom. Plowing forward. He won't be denied. And he was almost in. He's brought down at around the 1-yard line. Wow, what a freight train.
Yeah, we haven't seen him run the ball yet tonight. In fact, he hasn't been on an offense at all. I believe Jacob Wickenkins can play in that spin back position. He came in there and took the direction at that time and just faked to Crawford and took it straight ahead. Nice to see him back running the football. We haven't seen him the last couple of weeks with that shoulder injury. Looks to be back to about 100% now. And somebody that we're definitely going to need here the upcoming weeks.
Absolutely. Injured Wildcat appears to be Fink. He might have been one of them that had to make initial contact with the bulldozer.
He was counting hard.
In Cole Striggle, I'll tell you that Cole Striggle is a powerhouse.
Yeah, no doubt. And somebody, never to look forward, but somebody that we're going to have a heck of a job replacing next year.
And yeah.
That young man has done... And we've called his number, last year a lot as a junior, but now he's really taken those leadership roles, by the hand, and he's been that great senior leader, that vocal leader, and on and off the field. So, hats off to that young man. I know he didn't like to sit out those couple games with that shoulder injury, but he's fired up and ready to play, and it's good to see him back around the football.
Without a doubt, first and goal. Ball on the 1-yard line. Cole Striggle along with Peyton Crawford in the backfield. Gretter directly under center. Here's a direct snap to Striggle, and he dances into the end zone. So 2:34 to go before half. The Cobras now lead the Wildcats 33-14. I'm sure Cole Striggle will be on to attempt the PAT momentarily. We're just going to take a seat here, Micah.
I'm a little more out of the wind that way.
Yeah, it's a bit breezy here tonight. Oh, they're going to go for two, and they do run the old pop pass, and that's Grutter to Owen for the two-point conversion to get us back on those sevens. So with 2:34 to go before half, Sigourney Keita now leading Columbus Junction 35-14.
great job, Blaine, there. That's a design play. We've seen that time and time again. Short yardage situation from the goal line, and just a random perfection there. A little pop pass made on. Leaves another short offensive series that we haven't seen a lot of. We've seen a lot of offense from SK, but we haven't seen a lot of plays ran from SK. We've seen them. They've been on the field mostly this whole game defensively.
Yeah, they have. The defensive unit has spent most of the time on the field for the Cobras. The offense has done a great job of striking quickly. I wouldn't know how many plays from scrimmage we've had, but we've got a pile of yards of offense from the line of scrimmage. Dumont is set to kick off again. Taken this time by Ramirez at about the 15-yard line. Moves forward and wrapped up. No doubt. Right at about the 34-yard line.
Nice job, Peyton Knuckles there on the tackle, flying down there on that kickoff return. He put a nice little hit on Ramirez returning, and we haven't called his name a lot defensively, but good job, young man.
Stand back up here to get a little bit of vantage point. Here's Colby under center, handoff this time to the near side and wrapped up immediately by
number 32,
Alex Kriegel in on that tackle along with Gage Reiner.
Great job, Gage Reiner there. They actually moved into that defensive end spot now here, and he's doing a great job playing from that spot and crashing the corner and forcing everything back to the inside of those linebackers.
So we got Pink here to the near side. Two receivers to the far side. Now we've got number 32, Benitez, over here to the near side. Colby back to pass. Pressure coming. And a quick slant pass caught by Fink at the 40-yard line. It's going to bring up second down. Excuse me. Third down and four for the Wildcats. Colby's going to go directly under center this time. Pitch. Oh, and it's bobbled. It's bobbled by Ramirez. And, oh, big loss. Great pursuit by the Cobras after Ramirez bobbles that ball. And he's going to be brought down back behind the 30. It's going to bring up fourth and long for the Wildcats.
Great job, both defensive ends in that situation. Gage Reiner and Lane Boone, they were coming so hard. After the missed pitch, that they were there to converge on that play and pin them deep. So great job, those guys, and it's gonna hopefully now we can get the ball back here one more time for that.
That'd be nice. 1 minute, 11 seconds to go before half. Cobras leading 35-14. So Peyton Crawford's going to stand back deep to receive this punt. Columbus Junction kicker stands on about his 13-yard line. Peyton on his own 35. The ball is away. Peyton gathers it in. 36, 37-yard line, so the Cobras will take over first and 10 at the 37.
Great job him ringing that one in. He had the two kill guys coming down on the outside, and he did a nice job standing in there, didn't call fair catch this time, and just, and pot it and tried to take some positive yards. They did a nice job on their punt return to stop him.
So the Cobras got a minute four to punch this in. And about 63 yards to go. Here's Peyton with a pass out to number 11, Nate Sarin. He gathers it in. He's at the 40 across the field and down. Across the field and finally brought down and around the 39-yard line of Columbus Junction.
There's the play that we've seen, the very first play of scrimmage. Get
the first play of the year, right there.
And they ran it just as well this time, just not quite sure for a touchdown.
There are penalty markers on the play. more than likely motion on Cobras. In fact, that's what it is. It was going to bring up
against the Cobras.
First and 15. Ball's now going to be placed on the 44-yard line. 47 seconds to go before half. Cobras leading 35-14.
You know, just about 40 seconds here. Plenty of time here to strike once again.
Granter in the backfield along with Crawford. Crawford here to the near side of the field. He's got some running room. Does not get out of bounds, but does pick up about 6 yards. 26.6 seconds to go before half. Timeout, Cobras.
Gain of 7 on the play.
Picked up 7, so it is 2nd and 8, is what the announcer is saying.
Big play call here by Coach Jensen. You know, 2nd and 8, 26 seconds left. I'd sure like to get one more on the board here and have a little, be a little more comfortable going into halftime.
Certainly would be. Wind might be dying down just a little bit, Micah. We'll bring you at halftime. We'll bring you up to speed on scores around the area and within the district. Cobras back on the field. 26 seconds to go before half. Greter in the backfield. Hand off to Crawford to the far side. He's got a guy open in Nate. Oh, and Nate gathers it in, and he is brought down at around the 5-yard line. With 17 and a half seconds to go, we're going to have 1st and goal from the 5.
Yeah, and got to hustle back up to the line. We need to be able to stop the clock here, run another play, and hopefully pick up
the rest. Crawford around the near side of the field, and he is in for the touchdown. With 10.2 seconds to go, the Cobras strike again.
Great play call. Coach Jensen there on the halfback pass. We haven't thrown an 8-0 out of that here since, I believe, the 2nd or 3rd week of the year. And Peyton did a great job throwing that ball, and Nate did a great job raining it in.
Striggle on to attempt the PAT. It's up and good with 10.2 seconds to go before half. Sigourney Kiana now leading 42-14. Micah, I've been waiting for a game like this.
Yeah, we've been waiting all year for a game like this. And we've seen a lot of offense last week, but unfortunately, defensively, we gave up a lot of yards also. So, and not that we haven't given up quite a few yards in this first half. Unfortunately, in the first quarter, we gave up too many. It took our defense a full quarter under their belt to get ready to go. So, it's something that definitely, in the weeks to come, we need to be ready and have the guys ready to go. So we're ready to lay the hammer down right away from the get go.
Without a doubt, J.C. Dumont on the kick. It's a squib kick, and it is taken and boom, hammered by I think Dumont himself. Come flying through and just pile drive that young man that picked it up from Columbus Junction.
Yeah, nice job by that big boy making a big play. He's having some fun out there tonight. Not only was he the kicker there, he made the tackle. So great job, J.C. there.
Well, we've seen stranger things happen with less time than this. So our defense needs to pay attention here and take care of business. Kobe in the shotgun. 2-3 receivers split to the far side, one to the near side. Here's Ramirez streaking down the center of the field, and it's broken up by Peyton Crawford, Ben Horace. Both converging on Ramirez there. 1.4 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, dangerous situation. He throws a good ball deep with the wind at his back, and very fortunate. Ben Horace and Peyton Crawford both there. But they converge as they go to and I believe Ben Horst is going to come off the field. That was a big collision there in the defensive backfield.
Yep. Grantner on to replace Horst on this last play from scrimmage of the half. Colby, same formation as last time, same play as last time. And now, boom, big old Nate Owen comes in and throws Colby on the ground, and that'll end the half. So, as we come to the half, Sigourney County leading Columbus Junction 42-14. Really impressive performance by the Cobras on the offensive side of the ball, but a little bit of work to do on the defensive side.
Yeah, no doubt. Offensively, you know, we're running the ball at will right now, and also we're passing the ball quite effectively also with some play-action passes, and both Greder and Croft are doing a nice job throwing the ball here. Nice job, those guys, as we wrap up this first half. Great job offensive line, getting a great push for those guys, and just a very good first half of football.
Very good. Very good at first half of football. This is one of the games, as I said just a few minutes ago, been waiting for a game like this, Mike, where we got a little bit of breathing room, where every game we've been in all season long has just been tight right at halftime. It's nice to have a little 28-point breather here at halftime to come out and maybe work on some things.
Yeah.
Work on the things defensively we need to work on, especially that run, those runs around the ends, because we're going to see that more as we move along here next week. And then if we're able, fortunate enough to make the playoffs, they're going to attack us on the end. You want to bring us
here's some scores from tonight across the countryside. Elvia 21, PCM 6, and that's in the second quarter. Carlisle 14, Sheridan 0, that's in the second quarter also. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 28, Highland Riverside 0. That's a game we're going to be watching quite closely tonight. That's at halftime. We've played both of those teams up to this point. Wayne 54, Harmony 0.
Senior night here in Columbus Junction. So it was a little bit of an extra long halftime. There's a minute 20 on the clock right now, but we know that's not always the case. It could get down to zero, and they'll reset it for an additional
minutes. They'll give that home team 3 minutes to come out there after halftime to warm up, and it looks like the home team just has exited the locker room, so they're going to come to warm up here after their big senior night festivities. We did get a little bit of bad news of that big hit there right before halftime, that big collision by Crawford and Ben Horst, where Ben Horst came off the field. He did get dinged up. We don't know how serious an injury, but I doubt we're going to see him here the rest of the game. It looks like it was an arm injury the way he was coming off the field holding that thing. So we're not going to see just a bunch of these starters, I wouldn't think. A lot of the first teamers here in the second half, we're probably going to see a lot of those young faces that we haven't seen. We're going to be calling a lot of different numbers. Coach Mateer here just spoke down to me there from the press box, and it sounds like it's going to be a dislocated shoulder, actually. So, which is serious, of course. We're probably not going to see him back tonight, but there's a good chance that we'll see him play football yet this year. And we were thinking maybe a broken arm the way he came off, but he was holding it pretty gingerly or awkwardly. So hopefully he's okay. Our thoughts are with that young man. He sure does love football, and he loves to make big hits. I'm sure we'll find somebody, be either Greder or Griner or somebody to go back there to that free safety position here in the second half. So, another second half football. We got to take care of business. We were talking about the playoff scenario there at halftime, me and you were. And just kind of running through some things, as the district sits right now, it's kind of a three car race there for second. There's a lot of Not quite sure what's going to happen. And you don't know in District 6 football what's going to happen here. There's a week, a game and a half to play yet here, and we're not out of the woods by any means. We know being down, at halftime last week, a lot of things can happen, and they showed some offense here in the first half, Columbus Junction has, and they've been able to move the ball, so we got to be ready.
Yeah, they got some weapons, there's no doubt. I mean, their quarterback and Colby has shown that he can pass the ball, and Ramirez is just an outstanding back. I mean, he makes a lot out of nothing, so it's one of those situations that we cannot just sit back. I wish we could just say, I feel good about this, but fact of the matter is, they've got a pretty explosive little offense. The difference being, their defense just can't stop our offense, and our defense has come up and made a few stops. It took us a while. I mean, we got that first stop. They go down that first possession and score and take the lead 7-0. We answer, and then we come up with a stop on their second possession, and then on their third offensive possession, they pop it right back in, and tie the score at 14. So, and then we kind of went on a tear from there. I mean,
Crawford went on a tear specifically. He hasn't touched the ball just a whole bunch of times here in the first half, but unofficially there in the first half, he did have 208 yards on the ground. Hats off to the offensive line because those holes have been huge. Those guys have done their homework. And it took a few weeks for those guys to get it figured out up front, but they definitely have here tonight.
Yeah. It looks to me like we're going to send Luke Greiner back as a lone back to receive here. As you know, we won the toss and deferred, so Columbus Junction will be kicking off to us. Luke Greiner back deep to receive, stands on his own 10-yard line to receive this ball. Kick is away. It is a deep kick. Greiner gets over there. He gathers it in at about the 8-yard line. He's across the 10 to the 15. He's cutting it back to the far side of the field. Looked almost like a face mask, but it apparently wasn't. Brought down at around the 16-yard line.
First time we've seen them kick deep all game. They've tried either squib kicks or onside kicks here in the first half. And that time they kick it deep, we're not set up for a return. And then Luke's kind of back there thrown to the wolves. So, it definitely you got to be on your toes here, and this will be a true test here. Looks like we're going to come out and spread formation here to start the second half.
One receiver split to the far side, two to the near side here, and Greiner back to pass. He's got a guy open across the middle on that Nate Owen, and nice reception by Nate Owen, pick up of about 4 yards, potentially 5. It's going to bring up second and 5 for the Cobras. Well thrown ball. Blaine's really come into his own here lately, feeling a lot more comfortable back there, and the line's giving him a lot more time to plant, set, and throw that ball.
Yeah, no doubt.
Two receiver split here to the near side again. Here's Crawford around the near side of the field, and there's going to be penalty markers on the play. We'll wait to see. In fact, it's a hold, so that will back us up.
Against the Cobras.
Oh, they're blocking the back is what they said.
Crawford kind of comes up there. There was nothing doing. We don't run out of that Rocky formation all that often, that double slot formation. And he runs a little jet sweep there around the end. There was not much doing. And he met a host of blue Columbus Junction tacklers and not a lot blocking out there in front of them. So hopefully he's okay, and we're going to have to start digging deep here. Legal block in the black. It's going to come back and have a second long situation.
Second 17 for the Cobras now. Ball's placed on the right at about the 10-yard line. Here's motion on the Cobras. Here's Sin with the ball. Here on the near side, he's dangerously close to breaking that tackle, but he pulls it forward up to about the 25-yard line. So he gets back all of what was taken away and then some. He's going to bring up 30 short for the Cobras.
Yeah, great run, Nate Sirin. And he kind of comes up a little gingerly himself there. You know, he was kind of walking gingerly out there in the second quarter and then broke that big long run. So hopefully he's okay, just maybe tweak something there ever so slightly on that run.
Here's Gretter. Direct snap to Crawford. He's got the first down. He is out in the open again, and he's across midfield and finally brought down at about the 48-yard line of Columbus Junction. That's going to move the chains. First and 10. Cobras, 10:23 to go here in the third quarter. Cobras leading 42-14.
Boy, and every time he has touched the ball tonight, it has been 10 to 15.
It's electric. I mean, he is ready to roll. He's going to be the lone back in the backfield along with Gretter, the quarterback, to receiver split to the far side of the field. Gretter back to pass. Got a guy open in, Nate Owen. Owen's got some running room. Nice pickup. Finally brought down after a gain of about 8 yards. Going to bring up second and 2 for the Cobras.
Great. Nice play call there by Coach Jensen. First down and 10. Little play action pass out of the trips formation there in that rocky set, lone with one running back in the game. So we're same formation, just the other side of the field.
Yeah, three receivers here to the near side of the field. Now here's Sirin in motion. Sirin with the ball across the far side of the field, and he's got well more than enough for a first down. Picks up about 6. Ball's going to be placed now on about the 33-yard line. We'll call it the 30. It is, in fact, the 33-yard line, so it's first and 10 Cobras with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Gretter under center this time. Three backs in the backfield. Here's Gretter with the hand. Fake handoff to Sirin. Sirin just dropped that guy. He's got Nate Owen downfield. Nate with the reception. Down, pulled down at about the 5-yard line. Big play by Nate Owen to go up for that. But, man, what a block Nate Sirin laid on that guy in the backfield to protect his quarterback.
Yeah, and that's the set that we haven't seen. We haven't seen that set all night. Little Viper set there in the back, three-back set there. In a straight line with Jacob Wickenkamp there in it as a blocking back. But Nate Sirin puts a heck of a block on there to break him free, and just a great job by Blaine and Nate Owen throwing the ball down the field and making a great reception to pick up another first down.
Big reception. Two receivers to the far side in Owen and Crawford. Hahn and Sirin here to the near side. Gretter slips and pulls it in and scampers into the end zone with 8:35 to go. The Cobras score again. Very good presence of mind by Gretter to just, after he slipped, to just tuck it and go.
Yeah, and you know, he's got some great big hands. He put that ball actually on the ground, one hand, and picked it up, palmed it, and just took it in like a basketball. And from about 3 yards deep, nice job to that young man having some presence of mind and making a play.
Striegel's kick is up, and it is good. With 8:35 to go in the third quarter, Sigurdy Keona now leading 49-14. I like calling these games a hell of a lot better than those nail biters. Those nail biters are fun to watch, but boy, I'll tell you what. They get through this old gray-haired gag.
Another great offensive drive there by SK. First time we get the ball there this third quarter and march right down. Peyton Crawford touches the ball once, big run, Nate Sirin, big run, and then great job Blaine Gretter throwing the football down the field. We're working on that passing a little bit here something that we're definitely going to need if we do have a postseason future. So J.C. Dumont here on the kickoff. Ball is set. And the kick is away. Short kick picked up by number 27 for Columbus Junction. He's going to be met by a host of tacklers there by SK, Avery Moore there on the tackle right around the 36-37-yard line. It's going to give first and 10 Columbus Junction on their 37-yard line. like they're going to be in a trips formation to the far side, shotgun formation. Ball snapped. Roll to his right. Short pass to the flat, and Cole Striegel there on a big play from his Mike, I believe, actually, that's not Cole Striegel. That's number 15, Avery Moore, there on the tackle out to the flat from his free safety position. It does look like Blaine Greider is in at free safety for Ben Horace here to start this second drive of defense.
So here comes Kirby with the handoff to, I believe, Ramirez, and nothing going. We did a good job of stuffing that run right there, Mike. Big John Mather jumps up. He's been playing some awesome football the last few weeks.
Yeah, no doubt. Those defensive tackles, those big defensive tackles we talked about, big J.C. Dumont, John Mather, those guys have been playing the really good football here from that defensive line position here last couple of weeks.
7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Timeout, Columbus Junction.
They're down and five. Looks like they're going to talk about it. This is a big big series here for Columbus Junction coming out of in the third quarter. Desperately needing to put some points on the board to stay on pace with by this high potency offense tonight of Sigourney Chiodo.
Mike, I'm getting some requests here from the station to get us a video or a potential picture, but it is hard to do when you're sitting here broadcasting a football game. We almost need a third guy to run the camera on the phone to send a video over because we're so into the ball game. But here come the Wildcats, third and five, 7 minutes to go. Third and five, ball rests on the 43-yard line. Here's a handoff to Ramirez. Ramirez just plumb has given up.
Great job, Gage Griner, coming from his defensive end spot. We moved Gage Griner to that defensive end spot there about the second quarter, and he has played a whale of a ball game. He usually does play an inside linebacker position, and he's done a great job reacting to them putting him in a different position, done a nice job.
Crawford back deep to receive the punt. He's going to let this one just drop, and it's going to be down and around the 24-yard line of the Cobras. So they'll take over first and 10.
Down by number 11.
We are on the continuous clock situation now. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go. We've got that 35-point rule in play here tonight, with the Cobras leading 49-14. Looks like Luke Griner's going to trot on the field to run that quarterback spin back position. So it looks like we got some younger guys. Avery Moore out there quoting pass. A lot of young guys coming in to run this offense. Here's Moore in the backfield. And brought down.
Nothing doing, and there's going to be a flag also. I don't know if it's a legal shift. I don't think we had the right. I don't believe we even had 11 guys on the field on that play. Shifting a lot of young guys in here right now, and the guys that maybe necessarily haven't played together. So, you know, they're going to have to get strapped on tight. We can't give up those cheap ones.
Looks like we got a lot of our JV team in. Right now, Luke Griner in at that quarterback spin-back position, and a lot of new guys. Here's a fumble on the play. Griner to Moore, and recovered by Columbus Junction.
Yeah, very, very unfortunate. Just not a great snap, but the handoff to Avery Moore, he didn't have a good handle on it, and he rolled it there on the grass. So. Very, very unfortunate. Gives them a short field, and they're gonna try to put some points on here.
So ran a lot of young kids in there, and you know, that's a tough position to put them all in, but didn't look all that sharp. So here's a handoff to Ramirez, but nothing going. 54, Lane Boonder in there.
Other than the last couple of weeks, we haven't called his number just a whole lot on defense. You know, he's done a great job from his pulling guard position all year long, but he's played a heck of a good couple football games here from that linebacker position and from playing a little bit of defensive end also.
Yeah, four minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's Colby under center, handoff right up the middle, but not a much going again. As we see our defense stuff them again, pick up of a couple.
Three, DJ Beecham on the carry.
Bring him about
Lane,
third and
number 54,
eight.
Lane Boonger there again on the tackle from that linebacker position, not before he picks up about five. Nice job from the linebacker corps there.
Peyton Crawford out there directing traffic. Here's Beecham again with the carry and brought down immediately. It's going to bring up fourth down and long. Ball is going to be placed probably roughly on the 16. Fourth and six. Ball is going to be placed on the 13-yard line.
Great job of those two big defensive tackles there, stuffing that short yardage play right up the middle.
Here's Colby rolling out to the far side of the field. Pass is caught. Not sure if that's enough for a first down. In fact, it is.
I believe Fink there on the reception, not before it was a first down for Columbus Junction.
So first and goal, ball placed on the 2-yard line. Here's a handoff to Ramirez up the middle. In for the touchdown. So with 2:22 to go in the third quarter, Columbus Junction strikes again. That brings the score to 49, Sigourney Kyoto, 20, Columbus Junction.
Yeah, definitely a few things we can learn from that set of downs. You know, got a bunch of young guys that we shuffled in there on the offensive side of the ball that haven't played together. They're going to need some time to gel and work things out. But we do, unfortunately, give them a short field there, and they do a nice job of capitalizing on it.
Yeah, they do. PAT kick was up and good. So 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. Sigourney Kyoto now leads 49-21. You know, we may not be able to bring a video to Joe, but we can certainly take a photo of the action. But it is very, very hard. Thank God for sheet protectors. Big gust of wind just came up and knocked my water over. Holy smokes. We didn't get anybody wet.
Kickoff for Wildcats, number 11, Ruben Paws.
Ruben Paws on to kick for the Wildcats. Back deep to receive for the Cobras, Luke Greiner. Greiner stands on his own 10-yard line. Catches away. What in the world? He picks it up at about the 15, moves forward. He's at the 20, the 25, and across the 30, and finally brought down at about the 35-yard line. Nice return for the Cobras.
Nice job by that young man. He cuts it back across the field, a little kind of a squig kick that funnels back to him, and he picks it up and takes off down the field. Does a nice job. Once again, it looks like he's going to stay in there, I believe, at that spin back position here. Nope. Yeah, I guess Blaine Gritter is going to come on.
I think they want to get that clock moving again. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. Cobras set. Here's Powers. Here's Wickenkamp with the carry. Moves across the near side of the field. Picks up about six. Call it seven. And bring up second down and about three for the Cobras. Nice run by Jacob. Young guy in there.
Another young guy, just a sophomore. We've called his name a handful of times this year. He had to sit a few games there at the beginning of the season, but that young man, we watched him there in a couple JV games, too. He does a heck of a job around the football.
Now here's Wickenkamp again with the carry. Still running those feet.
can be very close to another first down.
I think the way they spot it, it's going to be a first down. They're going to move the chains. 1:34 to go in the third quarter.
Cobra's picking up enough to the first down, first and 10 at the 47.
Ball is placed on the 47-yard line. First and 10. There's the snap. Gretter back to pass. Good for Dell. Being pursued. Get rid of the blame. And he does.
Nice job by Columbus Junction defense there. A lot of pressure Blaine flushed out of the pocket. Does a nice job of avoiding a couple tacklers there and then just throws it away down the sideline as he's outside of that tackle box. Nice job by Blaine having that kind of presence and awareness. That's just maturity on our side right now.
A lot of young guys in there on offense. Center in the backfield along with Wickenkamp. Here's a handoff to Wickenkamp around the far side of the field and bottled up. Loss on the play. It's going to bring up third down and long. 56 seconds to go in this third quarter. Cobras leading 49-21. More than likely, this could be a passing situation for the Cobras.
Yeah, you'd sure think. With Blaine being in there here, they're just staying single wing formation, but we got enough young playmakers out there to definitely pick this up.
Here's Gretter with the keeper up the middle. He's got some running room, and then dragged down after a gain of about 5. So it is going to bring up 4th down and 7 for the Cobras. That's going to probably more than likely bring us to the end of the third quarter. With the Cobras leading 49-21.
Yeah, nice third quarter of play there. We swap a pair of touchdowns, but unfortunately we gave them a short field there on in one possession, and shuffling a lot of young guys in there now. If you're bringing up a fourth and long situation, definitely a punting situation, I would guess, for Coach Jensen here, being up 49-21. So hopefully we can pin them deep and defensively shuffling some of the young guys in there. We can get up pick up a big stop.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I would guess that this is going to be a punting situation, but you never know. We are sitting there right at midfield, a 4th and 7.
You'd have guessed this wind would have died down once it got into the evening, but what they say is a beautiful, corn-drying night.
It probably is, yeah.
Nice little breeze out of the northwest. So,
yeah, as the markets continue to go down, these farmers need that corn to be dry.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dry as it comes out of the field, so they don't got to spend
the money to
valuable cash on LP to get it dried down. So here we are. Start of the fourth quarter, Sigourney Kiota leading 49-21 over Columbus Junction. Micah, we probably ought to check in on the Thunderbolt app and see how things are going over in Riverside to see if the Huskies have made a run at the Rockets of Eddyville. Cobras set to start this fourth quarter.
They are going to go for it here in fourth down.
They are. We've got two receivers set here to the near side and two to the far side. Gritter in the backfield. Passing situation here for the Cobras. Pressure coming. Gritter finds Owen across the middle. I think he's definitely got enough for a first down. Well, he caught the ball. I thought he was going to be tackled, and it was right at the first down marker. But Nate does a good job of eluding a couple of tacklers, throws it down to the 35-yard line. Well thrown ball by Blaine again.
With a couple of defenders in his face.
Oh, yeah.
Went around for his life, finds his big target, and then that's the first down. Great pitch and catch there.
Here comes that Cobra offense again. Here's Wickenkamp around the far side of the field, still on his feet, still moving forward. Oh, good hard run by Jacob Wickenkamp. And finally brought down dangerously close to a... He's got enough for another first down. Move the chains. Ball's now in place on about the 23-yard line of Columbus Junction. A lot of young faces in that offensive set for the Cobras. Here's a handoff to Colton Powers. Doesn't take much for him to come down. There's a flag.
Jim Haynes, actually, on the header.
Denny Haynes, that's right. Colton Powers is number 8. That was number 6. Denny Haynes didn't take much to bring him down.
It is going to be a hold offensively on one of the offensive linemen. So they're going to march this one back. Getting a few new faces there offensively running the football. We don't call his number just a whole bunch, but nice job by that young man to pick up some yardage before it's going to be marched back. And going to start with a first down and long now. One score that we need to keep looking at, I guess, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 34, Highland Riverside 0 there in the fourth quarter.
It took Eddyville a few weeks to get their stuff together.
Also, Pella Christian 35, West Marshall 0.
Yeah. Those are the only two that really count right now. Although Regina, you know, they're in that dogfight tonight with Cedar Rapids Xavier. That'll be a fun score to watch as we're on our way home.
Yeah, no doubt.
Try to find out how Regina, Class 1A Regina, stacks up against a powerhouse in Class 3A in Cedar Rapids Xavier.
And Elvia comes storming back there ahead of PCM Monroe now, 34-14. And down there in the second quarter.
Oh, Gretter throws a desperation pass up into the air. Intercepted at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was the deal. He was just pressured from all areas, and he threw that one up for grabs. You got to have the presence of mind at that point. Instead of throwing that desperation one down the field, you just got to get rid of it and get it out of bounds and don't give up the sack or the interception there.
A lot of young guys in here on defense as well. This is a bit scary from my perspective. Kirby with the pass intended for Roman, incomplete. Going to bring up 2nd and 10. In fact, Coach Jessen is going to rest most of the starters. Got a lot of guys that don't see much action in on the field right now. Here's the pitch to Ramirez to the far side of the field. And
nice job, Denny Haynes, out there from his cornerback position, making a nice little play on Ramirez. Also, Webb Kidd and Verstrake Kidd there to make a play on the outside. Nice job, young man.
9:44 to go in the ball game. Cobras leading 49-21. Two receivers to the near side of the field, one to the far side. Colby in the shotgun, back to pass. He's got a guy open. Oh, in and out of the hands of his receiver.
Number seven, Ricardo Roman.
Nice job, Colton Powers there on the coverage. Also, number 2, Will McGill there on the coverage.
Number 63 comes in. Not sure who that is. 63. It's not Cooper Greiner. He's 64. But anyway, we have another new young guy in here in the linebacker. It might be that Schuster kid. Comes in, played a whale of a game up in Mid Prairie in that JV game a couple weeks ago. He's a gamer. Here's Kobe, airing it out downfield. And he comes up with a pretty good
Nice completion to Fink, number 41 there. Nice coverage there by Will McGill. I mean, he was there step for step. You know, another young guy, just a sophomore, running step from step there from his cornerback position. They're going to go hurry up there, Columbus Junction is.
Absolutely. Here's the pitch to Ramirez. Bobbles it. Oh, my goodness, we had a guy in the backfield in Schuster. But Ramirez stays on his feet and finally brought down.
Number 2, Brady.
53, Peyton Uphold. He bobbled in the backfield. Boy, we had him.
Yeah, no doubt. Schuster was there, and also Peyton Uphold does a great job of running that one down from his linebacker position there.
Edwards trots off. Benitez trots on for the Wildcats. Ramirez still in the backfield. Here's a handoff to... Oh, I believe that's Ramirez. Now that's Roman. That's Roman with a nice run here to the near side of the field. Finally knocked out of bounds and around the 5-yard line. So the Wildcats are putting together a nice drive. With 9:03 to go, Cokers leading 49-21, but Columbus Junction putting together a nice drive, first and goal on the 5-yard line. And touchdown, number 32, Benitez, in for the score. So with 8:58 to go in the ballgame, Sigourney Chiara now leading Columbus Junction 49-27.
I think that wind's picked up a little bit here, Amos.
I'm going to put my hood back. You might have to put your hood up to knock down on some of that wind. The extra point is no good, so that
extra point
leaves the score with 8:58 to go. Sigourney Chiara 49, Columbus Junction 27. Not necessarily cold out tonight, it's just windy.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's uncustomary for us to have to broadcast football games from the stands. I know in some of the smaller schools, it's generally one of those cases. I know the guys that broadcast for North Mahaska and Pekin and so forth, they don't get in the press box most weekends, but we're kind of, traditionally, we've been pretty fortunate to get in there, so we're not used to this, but we're top guys. We're old football players ourselves. Just makes the broadcasting conditions a lot rougher for us. Back deep, standing to receive the kick from Columbus Junction is Peyton Crawford. He stands on his own 8-yard line. Watch out for the onside kick, and Will McGill covers that up nicely. At about the 48-yard line, we had our hands team in there. So we got great field position, and you know what I'd do? I'd bring the first team offense back in.
And I'm not so sure Coach Jensen's not going to do that. I believe I see Peyton Crawford, I see Nate here, and I see Blaine Gretter, and so it looks like we are going to come back with the first team here.
These are the guys that get to practice all week long, put this thing in the house right here. Here's a handoff to Crawford, the far side of the field. Come on, Peyton, turn it up. Well, he's dancing around.
And it looks like they're going to throw a flag. It's going to be this.
It's going to be old is what it's going to be.
Yeah, and then unfortunately it's hard for those offensive line when he's doing all that cutting in the backfield and not going straight forward. It's hard for those guys to sustain those blocks. So they're going to march this one back 10 and from the point of the foul, and we're going to start in a little bit of a hole here. Not that we haven't seen this offense come out of that before. But the guys need to get things strapped on right. We need to put the hammer down now.
.849 to go. Cobras leading 49-27. In the backfield, Crawford, Striggle. Striggle with the bobbled snap. He moves it forward, picks up about 2 yards. Going to bring up to second. and 18.
And that's something we haven't talked about a lot, hadn't had to a lot tonight, you know, as far as bobbled snaps, you know, taking that snap out of single wing. They've really been really good here the last two games. So just unfortunate he does make a positive out of a negative there, though.
Second and 20 is what they're going to call it. Gretter and Crawford in the backfield. Fresh snap to Crawford. Crawford up the middle. But they got his number. Picks up about 3 yards. It's going to bring up third and long. We'll call it third and 17 for the Cobras.
Gain of 4. Play makes it third and 16.
Oh, I was off a yard.
Yeah, it brings up third and long situation. You got to be thinking we're going to either stay in the single wing and play action pass or possibly just take the ball and run it like we have here in the past.
It is Crawford. Crawford's back to pass. Got Nate Owen downfield. Nice reception by Nate Owen. It's going to be about 2 yards short. It'll be about 2 yards short of the first down. More than likely, Coach is going to go for this. 7:12 to go in the ball game. They're calling it 4th and 3. I'm calling it 4th and 2. Ball's placed on the 44.5 yard line.
They're going to call a timeout on. A shoulder pad showing there on one of, I believe, Nate, big number 10, Nate Allen there after that catch. Stop the clock for that.
Got a big bulldozer in the backfield, and Cole Striggle, but the handoff, direct snap, I should say, to Pete Crawford, and he's got well more than enough for a first down. Move the chains. Ball's now placed on the 30-yard line, 1st and 10.
And following that big number, the block from big number 16, Cole Striegel, his position there as a blocking back, and Peyton just follows him through that hole, and they pick up well more than enough for that first down.
Number 45, Peyton Crawford with the ball, tackled the number 3,
D.J. Beecham. Nice play there by ASK there on the little speed option play out. It's actually going to be a loss of about 2. Just a little speed option with Gretter and Crawford and actually a little bit of a bobbled pitch. But Crawford picks it up and makes a positive out. It's going to break up a 2nd and 13. Here. They're going to be in a Rocky formation now, and Gretter's going to take the snap, little fake to the jet sweep. He's going to step up. Nope, now he's going to be brought down. It's a host of CJ Wildcat blue uniforms there. I'm not quite sure who made the sack, but lots and lots of blue in the backfield. Offensive line, we got to pick up those defensive linemen there on pass blocking.
Without a doubt, Micah. I'm trying to get some video here to send in. Before I'm passing things off to Micah, listeners, we get a lot of requests from the station, and it's sometimes hard to do about 3 jobs at one time. But here we are, 3rd and long. Here's Nate Sirin with the handoff. He's got some running room, and he's going to be dangerously close to a 1st down. Nice run by Nate Sirin. 4:59 to go in the ball game.
Great job by that young man. You know, we don't call his number a lot. Peyton Crawford, number 45, has got the ball for the carriers here the last couple weeks. Nate Sims done a heck of a job around the football tonight. Whether it be counters or, you know, end-around sweeps there from that wing-back position, he's done a heck of a job. Hats off to those guys. It's nice having a 1-2 punch there in the backfield.
It sure is. Here's Gretter under center, direct snap to Wickenkamp. Wickenkamp up the middle. He's going to have more than enough for a 1st down. Move the chains. 1st and down. 1st and 10, Cobras.
Yeah, nice to see Jacob Wickenkamp in there. He takes that, you know, he's not a, he does a heck of a job, you know, Copper just being a junior and Wickenkamp being a sophomore. That's a nice guy to have to back up Peyton in that position.
It sure is. Here's Gritter directly under center again. Direct snap to Strigl. Strigl moving forward, plowing forward, and he's cut down after a gain of about 2 yards. It's going to bring up second down and about eight. Ball's going to be placed on the 15-yard line for the Cobras. .342 to go in the ball game. Cobras leading 49-27. Here's Saren again. Saren with the keeper. Saren dangerously close to the end zone, brought down between the five and the goal line. Nice run by Nate Saren.
There's that little counterplay once again. You know, they've run that play to perfection tonight. And it doesn't matter who's taking the direct snap, whether it be Wickenkamp or Crawford. Both those guys have done a nice job, and we've had not seen any problems with handoffs tonight.
Here's Gritter with the jump pass. And touchdown, Cobras. So 3:11 to go in the ball game. Security Canada now leading 55-27. There's one for the highlight reel.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we've matched our point total from last week. Strigl on two attempts. The PAT. Ball is down, the kick is up, and it looks good, and it is. 3:11 to go in the ball game. They're going to keep it leading 56-27.
That was a better offensive drive, Amos.
That was. It looked a lot better. It looked a lot better than what we've seen the entire second half.
Yeah, no doubt. Nice job running the football. Jacob Wickenkamp, Nate Searin, offensive lines getting after it. A few new fresh faces seen up there. I believe the Webb kid's in there playing some tackle. There's also a couple, I believe, Peyton Uphold maybe on there on the offensive line. Some of those guys that are going to see some time next year. With us losing some of their big, those big seniors, those guys need to step in and be able to not have any fall off.
Ramirez back deep to receive. Weber on the kick this time, number 87, Weber, kind of a squib kick, taken by number 4, Roman. Roman knocked out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. They'll take over first and 10 at the 37-yard line.
Nice job, number 2, Will McGill, there on the push out there for the kickoff return. Another young man, we haven't called his number a lot this year.
Now Columbus Junction has kept their starters in most of the game. Here's Colby with the pitch to Ramirez. Ramirez got some running room. He'll lose one tackler and still on his feet and finally brought down, I believe it was number 63 that finally got in front and pulled him down.
Tackle base number 63.
Boonder. No, Schuster. 63 is Schuster. A lot of numbers out there. It's pretty much our JV staff out here right now.
This is actually, is this going to come back?
It appears that there was a penalty marker on the play. I haven't seen the indication yet. Did you happen to catch that?
No, I didn't either. Being where the flag is thrown, you would guess it's a hold.
It's a hold against Columbus Junction. So that's going to negate a very nice run by Ramirez. It's going to bring up first down and long for the Wildcats. Here's Roman around the near side of the field. He's got some running room. Still with his feet dancing around. And finally brought down. Oh, coming in to give a big hit is Jack Aikens, number 36. But Noah Schuster, I believe it's Noah Schuster, number 63, gets a hold of his jersey, and Jack Aikens comes in and finishes him off. 2:38 to go, 56-27 in favor of the Cobras. Wildcats. Here's Ramirez around the near side of the field. Steps out of bounds. At about the 46-yard line.
Not enough.
Be enough throw. Yeah, it is. They're going to move the chains, Micah.
The first down, first and 10 Wildcats at the 47.
So first and 10, Wildcats, 2:33 to go here in the ballgame. Colby under center, handoff this time to Beecham. Beecham's got some running room, but tripped down from behind.
Beecham on the carry.
By Peyton Uphold.
Peyton Uphold. Gain of
7
on the play, makes
a
second.
Wildcats kind of in a hurry-up offense. One receiver split here to the near side. Here's Colby with the handoff. They're wrapped up immediately and drugged down. Boy, who did that? Number 77, a freshman. That's Reeves.
Yep.
Caleb Reeves.
And a number 50 Boonder there on the tackle.
That Reeves kid's going to be an outstanding ball player as he comes up and grows and gets bigger. Here's Beecham around the far side of the field, and boom, hit. That's going to hurt our
three, Beecham.
I think that was number 8. Colt Powers went in.
But number 8.
Yeah, gave him the hit, but I think he felt that.
Yeah, definitely. He's kind of holding his shoulder there, so slightly. Probably more than likely just a little bit of a stinger. They're going to go hurry up here. A minute 44 left.
Here's the pitch to Ramirez. To the near side of the field, and Ramirez not running quite as hard as he did at the start of the ball game. Pickup of about 5.
Number 24, Wickham.
It's going to bring up 2nd down and 5 for the Wildcats. They are certainly in a hurry-up offense. One receiver here to the near side. Here's a handoff now to Edwards around the far side of the field. He's got some running room, but Colton Powers chases him down and makes the tackle. It's going to be enough for a first down, but nice job by Colton Powers to chase him down and hold him to a short game.
Yeah, no doubt. Nice job by that young man. Still in this hurry-up offense, offset eye.
1 minute, 3 seconds to go. Here's a handoff up the middle and wrapped up immediately. There we go. That's that Caleb Reeves again. Big, strong, young man.
Also number 50, Boonder there on the tackle from his defensive line position.
A lot of guys that, from the JV squad in there playing right now and looking really, doing a really good job.
Yeah, really they are.
You know, they've had 2 games canceled this season, and that, you know, these guys want to play just as bad as the guys that get to play on Friday nights, and they're showing it, and they're doing what they need to do.
Yeah,
they don't get a lot of practice time. They got to practice against the varsity most of the week, and they want to play as bad as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing it here, and they're doing a very, very good job against Columbus Junction's first string offense.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, Junction has not put any substitutes in to this point in time. 55 seconds to go. Columbus Junction, 2nd and 12 on the 30. Here's Colby back to pass. He's got a guy open across the middle, and he and fake, and he is brought down at about the 2-yard line. In on that tackle, I believe, was Peyton Uphold.
Yeah, nice coverage down the field. Just too much time there, standing back to be able to make that pass, and not enough pressure on him right now.
That's right. So it's 1st and goal from the 1. There's a handoff to Roman across the near side of the field and into the end zone with 39 seconds left. Columbus Junction scores, making the score now with 39 seconds to go, 56-33 in favor of the Cobras. Columbus Junction on to attempt the two-point conversion. Here's Roman with the keeper around the far side of the field. He's in. So with 39 seconds left, Clippers now lead 56-35. Well, Mike, I think we got this one in the bag, but Highland did not help us out.
Yeah,
tonight.
We talked about that earlier in the night, not necessarily on the radio, but we desperately needed not only a victory tonight and next week, but we needed a Highland victory over Eddie Hill Blakesburg tonight to kind of, if we win out, to secure that second spot. Now it's going to be kind of left up to some points. There's going to be, if we take care of business next week, there's going to be a three-way tie. It's going to be interesting how it all shakes out. I'm not quite sure. We're going to have to sit down and figure it out after next week, obviously. But got to take care of business next week as well.
Columbus Junction set the kickoff. Squib kick and wrapped up there by one of the Cobras. Looks like number 20, Blaine Gretter. So they'll take over more than likely. Take a knee and let time run out.
The 39.
Ball's going to be placed on the 39-yard line with 39 seconds to go in this ball game.
Yeah, and they got the first teamers out there. It looks like we're going to go out there in victory formation and kind of wrap this thing up with 39 seconds left.
Number 20, Gretter takes a knee.
Blaine takes a knee on that last play. Pretty much going to run the timeout, folks. So it's been a fun game to call here tonight, Micah.
Yeah, no doubt. Quite the offensive showcase there in the first half by Peyton Crawford and another host of handful of guys running the ball. Jacob Wickenkamp, Nate Searing on the ball well tonight. Offensive line did a great job. You know, obviously those guys need some credit. Whenever you're able to put up 56 points in a game, they're doing their job. Also, we've seen tonight Blaine Gretter and Nate Owen stepping up and doing a nice job there offensively also. So defensively, a little spotty at times. We still got some things that we need to shore up. You know, move forward. We have a West Marshall team, here's the interesting thing. West Marshall team you know, they haven't had a great season, but yet last year I believe they're quarterfinalists.
They were.
So, I mean, a team that knows how to win, unfortunately, that they, you know, they got thrown into the District 6 this year, and, you know, football has been a little bit of a struggle for them, but a team that we have to be prepared for. This is not going to be just a gimme next week also, and it's definitely a need-to-win, control-your-destiny type of situation for SK.
It definitely does. This is a nice win. It's one that Micah, I got to be honest with you, I expected us to win this game. I expected us to win it in more demanding fashion than we did, but all the same, it's a win. We just looked incredible on offense, but our defense has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we need to fix some of those. Especially if, as things shape up, we end up being the 4 seed and have to face the District 5 champion, it's going to be a tough beat. So the boys, hats off to the boys. Happy for all the kids over there on the SK side. Wonderful offensive performance. Defense got their stuff together there towards the end of the game. Towards the end of the first half and into the third quarter, but we got a lot of work to do yet.
Hopefully, a lot of season left to play, Amos. So
well, we're
got week 9 coming up. As I was talking to your son the other night, hey, if we win out, we're state champs. That's right.
You know what? That's the right attitude to have.
No, it is. He's definitely got the right attitude. We got to make sure that the other 38 kids on this team got the right attitude, and I think they do.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, folks. Great game. You weren't here in person if you're sitting back home listening to us, but great game. Good one to call. Fun one to call, finally. One that we didn't have to sit here and pick on our fingernails and eat them apart. I had a little bit of a comfortable lead there at halftime, but victorious here tonight in Columbus Junction. Folks, we will be back broadcasting live next Friday night from Sigourney, Iowa, as the Cobras will finish up District 6 play against West Marshall. Kickoff next week will be set for 7 p.m. For Micah Harmson, this is Amos Griner saying good night.